The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.
With me today is Professor Patrice Bouzier, the Professor and Program Director for the Master's Course in Health Informatics and Analytics at the International Medical University. And we're here today to talk about digital health. Good morning and welcome, Professor. Now, how does digital health help in the fight against COVID-19?
So, for example, we can analyze data collected by hospitals to study the geographical extent of the variant spread, as well as to identify the clusters. We also trace potential cases and contacts using such applications as MySejahtera in Malaysia, but there are similar applications everywhere in the world now. We can use telemedicine, and in fact, people use telemedicine. Even in Malaysia, there are a few companies doing this to do the initial testing of potential cases in order to avoid overwhelming hospitals. That is, people can stay at home and consult a doctor from home and see if they really need to go to the hospital. It also helped discovering new drugs by designing and analyzing new molecules with machine learning technology. And this is what has been done for developing COVID-19 vaccines, in fact.
What other potential applications can digital health be used for, perhaps in the fight against other possible health crises in the future?
So apart from vaccine development, which is a very important area, we are using contact tracing, as we said before. We are using the technology for social distancing also, because we can check using the data coming from your phone, for example. But there is something also important with predictive modeling, which is something that is a bit not always easy to understand. But advanced countries like China, Japan, and South Korea, for example, they have used this from the beginning of the pandemic. And it helps to see what will happen and to take measures before it happens. And that's why they were quite good at the beginning of the pandemic last year. Artificial intelligence is being used for drug discovery more and more. In fact, it will reduce the time needed to discover new drugs and vaccines. For example, we usually say that to develop a new drug, a new vaccine, it takes at least 5-12 years. Now you see that for the COVID-19, it took less than a year, in fact. And this because researchers, together with the medical doctors, were able to use artificial intelligence, machine learning technology to identify molecules and the ones that could be used for new drugs. And in fact, it's not only for vaccine. There are some other very advanced stuff being done in gene editing, for example. Maybe in a few years' time, you will have people who will be cured from genetic diseases.
I've been talking to Professor Patrice Bouzier, the Professor and Program Director for the Master's Course in Health and Informatics and Analytics at the International Medical University. I'm Sim Wee Boon, and this is BFM 89.9.
The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.